I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has canceled travel plans for thousands of refugees who had already been approved to resettle in the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump suspended the nation's refugee resettlement program this week, but there was a chance the roughly 10,000 refugees from around the world who'd already gone through lengthy vetting and scheduled travel could get in before next week's deadline. But the arrivals have now been cut off, leaving many who fled war and persecution stranded around the globe. That includes more than 1,600 Afghans who helped America's war effort.
To abandon them really does go against what we say we stand for. If you have our back, we'll have your back.
Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who fled Somalia under the program, says she hopes the president reconsiders. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president's simply making good on a pledge to crack down on immigration.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
The Justice Department is telling federal prosecutors to investigate state or local officials who get in the way of the Trump administration's beefed-up immigration enforcement. A memo obtained by the AP makes clear prosecutors will be on the front lines of the administration's bid to crack down on illegal immigration. The memo says it's the Justice Department's responsibility to lawfully execute policies the president was elected to implement. It also says the department will return to charging defendants with the most serious crime it can prove. Previous GOP-led departments have used that change to remove a prosecutor's discretion to charge lower-level offenses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Israel said on Wednesday it will maintain control of the Rafah crossing between Egypt and the Gaza Strip as Israel's fragile ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza entered its fourth day. AP correspondent Nayan Kim reports.
A statement issued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office denied reports that the Palestinian Authority would control the crossing during the first phase of the ceasefire. It said local Palestinians not affiliated with Hamas, who had been vetted by Israeli security, would stamp passports at the crossing. It also noted that under international agreements, this stamp is the only way Gazans may leave the Strip. I'm Nayan Kim.
Palestinians fled their homes in the West Bank city of Jenin as a raid by Israeli security forces continued on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
While a ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Hamas fighters in Gaza, at least 10 Palestinians in Jenin have been killed in what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called a, quote, large-scale and significant military operation. What the Israeli military calls a counter-terrorism operation in Jenin follows a weeks-long campaign by Palestinian Authority forces to reassert control in Jenin's adjacent refugee camp. The camp is a major center of armed militant groups, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad, both of which get support from Iran. Israel's operation came a day after U.S. President Donald Trump declared he was lifting sanctions on ultra-nationalist Israeli settlers who attacked Palestinian villages in the West Bank.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Turkish authorities say 11 people have been detained as part of an investigation into a fire that killed at least 79 people and injured dozens at a ski resort in the Bolu Mountains. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The fire took place at the Grand Kartal Hotel in the Kartal Kaya Ski Resort, a 12-story hotel which had 238 registered guests. It was consumed by flames after the blaze started on the restaurant floor at around 3:30 in the morning. Several funerals were held on Wednesday for the victims of Tuesday's blaze, including numerous children. Authorities are facing growing criticism over the hotel's safety measures. Some survivors said they heard no fire alarms during the incident, and guests said they had to navigate the smoke-filled corridors in complete darkness. Panicked hotel guests were forced to jump from the windows in the middle of the night. The hotel pledged full cooperation with the investigation and said it was, quote, deeply saddened by the losses. At least 20 of the fire victims were children, according to local media reports.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.